Welcome to Bear Talk Podcast, live from San Antonio, Texas. This is Huni here with Yago friend.
Gente.
Defender.
Hey, here we are, boys.
What's going on?
Hey, so I have a confession. I have a confession, boys. I have a confession. But we'll talk about that later. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get y'all gonna be disappointed.
Y'all gonna be in.
God damn, y'all gonna be like, damn, really, bro? God damn it, man. Damn. I did it for a reason. And sorry, boys. Sorry.
But you're gonna keep us in suspense.
All right. When do we get our first guest?
Go for it right now.
You no longer are an iPhone user.
No, fuck that. Hell no.
That's my God.
That was one guess. Go ahead.
They're gonna get there sooner or later. Speaking of iPhone, they're moving to USB-C. Taking something from Android. Y'all want to talk about that?
Oh. Yo. Hey, so I guess you're not gonna borrow a poor person charger no more, right?
I guess,
borrowing a charger of the past, you know, like old technology for us.
Yeah, bro, my iPhone is 10 years
brand new for y'all.
It's 10 years old. I'm not gonna upgrade to this new one. There's no reason to upgrade it because there's nothing like special about the new ones. Okay, better camera or whatever, but that's not for me. You know what I mean? So
USB-C,
standard.
I gotta be honest. I thought about it just to get a USB-C because remember when I got my new iPhone and I was talking shit about it. I was like, dude,
why the fuck would it go to a USB-C to a Lightning? It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
And I was like, just make it fucking USB-C. And I said that when I fucking bought my new phone.
Yeah,
Was it a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever?
I was like, y'all, you aren't there yet. That's why you're not there yet,
bro. Oh, that's stupid, that, though. Like, oh, go ahead.
It was that, and then when they updated the iOS. You know how on Android you could like put your phone next to another Android and you could share your contact like that?
Mm-hmm.
That shit that y'all had like 5 years ago?
They just
added it.
NFC? Yeah.
just fucking added that. It's called,
but you know what's stupid?
Like contact drop or some shit. Like, it's some weird fucking Apple name.
What's stupid is that y'all had it the whole time. Like AirTags use that shit. It's NFC. Like a lot of like other things that they incorporate use it. It's just, why not just throw it into their OS and say, okay, you can transfer shit back and forth more quickly, you know?
They're probably going to charge money for it.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those things like, like COD, man. Like, it's that slow release process that they have where, like, yeah, we could release it all at once, or we could release it very slowly over a period of time, and it's slowly. And every year we have something new, rather than coming up with something new every year.
You think they have a schedule of like what to release?
Yes, of course. It's a fucking business.
The 13, we're gonna do this. The 14, mm-hmm. we're gonna do this, mm-hmm. and the 15, we're gonna do. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you that's so. That, I mean, business wise, like, you want that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you know what I mean? But Android is moving so fucking fast that, like, they can't keep up, you know what I mean?
What?
Like,
what?
I mean, I look.
What?
Look, man, I like a lot of what Android is doing, but you gotta think about it. Like, iPhone does it superior. Even though it's late, they do it right. Well, that's my opinion, but I haven't tried the...
No, I had my hand up first. Shut the fuck up, Brad. All right, look. So, in Apple's defense, and I brought this up like in previous podcasts before, but Apple is one manufacturer that has to deal with like fucking a ton of different other manufacturers' R&D. You know, so yeah, they're stealing ideas and shit like that, but not to say that they don't have their own great ideas. You know, it's just that you've got tons of pockets working on products through the Android side, because it's not just one manufacturer, one company. It's a bunch of different companies that are out putting their best. And as a whole, they are Android against one Apple company, you know? So obviously they're going to have stuff that's, I mean, Android's going to have stuff before Apple, but it's because, yeah, it's a lot of different R&D companies working different programs to come up with different technology, where someone else can just be like, oh, okay, that's a new standard.
So, like my stepmom, she had one of those, the new ones. It's an Android phone that, like, it's called the Clam or something like that, where it opens up.
Oh, the flip phone?
It makes a whole smartphone. But
oh, yeah, yeah. Calls.
And I mean, like, you wouldn't, like, so when with iPhone, it's just like a square. They've been doing that for the last, what, like, freaking 15 years? It's a square. Yeah. And then Android did that, and it was just like, whoa, like, damn, man, that's cool. She showed it to me, and it was like, it was cool. And then I had another friend that had like a tablet, like it was a phone, and then he opened it up. It was like a big ass tablet. I was like, man, that's cool. And like, as a iPhone fucking stupid ass, you know, follower and loyalist, seeing shit like that, you're like, oh, it's like in school, right? You're eating the school lunch, and then their mom, somebody else's mom, brings a McDonald's. You're like, fuck. That's how I feel about it. Go ahead, Ram.
When it comes to fucking smartphones, Apple is the Dallas Cowboys. They don't have to make changes.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Hey, no, you're right. Speaking of the Cowboys,
that's where they're at. That's why they could slow play a lot of these things and fucking come in like that. Like, yeah, that looks fucking badass. Yeah,
Android user asked me, "Hey, what case is that?" And I was like, "Oh no, that's my phone. The whole back of my phone lights up." And they're like, "It blew their fucking." They're like, "What? What do you mean that's your phone?" So I took off my case and they're all, "Oh."
And they're like,
"Okay, dang, that's crazy."
Let me suck your dick.
Yeah, dude. I was like, no, please, no. It's just a phone.
Yeah,
an Android phone. A cheap, shitty Android phone.
Yours?
Yeah.
What's cheap to you?
Well, that's what it is. To an Apple person, my phone is a cheap Android phone.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
What? But that's the
Yeah,
it's $1,000 phone, right? It's not an iPhone, so it's got to be a cheap piece of shit Android.
What'd you pay? What, $500?
I wish I paid $500.
Is that an Obama phone?
Yeah. I only got 40 texts, motherfuckers.
You pay with buddy bucks?
Yeah.
Defender!
Oh, yeah. What up? I'm not gonna lie. I'm liking the new iPhone. I saw the iPhone. I'm like, man, that's badass. It's probably just a Type C thing. It's probably just because they have the Type C charger on it now.
But did you see about how?
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, my bad. Okay. Well, look. Did you hear about like them being able to play like full scale AAA games on the new iPhones? Like they're gonna be able to like stream. Not stream. They're saying that it's going to be able to play like full on AAA games. I find that kind of hard to believe, bro. Like,
they were both
not in a sense that like, oh, it's because it's an Apple. No, because that's really hard to do. Even for a fucking like, Wash has a Steam Deck, and there's other mobile platforms out there that are struggle to do that. But your iPhone's going to do that. Cool.
So they were boasting that it was going to be like a gaming phone now, like. What do you game on there? You know, Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can only do so much with Clash of Clans. I mean, you can, but I don't know why they were boasting about that. One other thing they were boasting about is the lightest iPhone ever made. And the iPhone 14 was it like 152 grams? And then this new lightweight, the lightest one ever, was like 150 or something, like 151. They were like, yeah.
They're like, oh my god! And people are people in the audience are acting like, oh man, good thing because I've been dragging my leg with this iPhone in this pocket and shit. Uh-huh. Like, fucking stupid! Like you're being made dumbest fucking things.
I think we're on a point where like you need something drastic to make a change. Like I think we're like maxed out in technology with the phones. So, like what else can you ask for a phone? Pretty much have everything right now.
Right.
No, I agree with that. We're maxed out. I mean, what do you really need it for? You know, check out social media, really. YouTube and whatever streaming service you have that you want to watch. You don't use it for anything else. I don't game on it. I mean, we got into it, all of us, you know, Clash of Clans and, you know, Clash Royale and stuff like that. But, I mean,
dude, I have a dedicated gaming phone, and I rarely play anything on it, bro. It's, I mean, why? When you got fucking consoles and PCs that do that shit like natively.
Yeah, because you're busy at work. You're busy at work, you know. All you really need it for is just that downtime to watch YouTube or whatever, get messages from your wife. Busy. Kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
well maybe that's just our age at that point because we no longer really need that constant fucking
bing, like, bing, bing.
Like, when you're a kid, we had Game Boys and we're fucking on that shit all the time, right? We don't need that shit anymore. Like,
but this new
it's not geared towards our generation, our age. Yeah. Group. That's better. Our age group.
I was about to say that. Yeah, like this new generation, they're always on their phones. Like my niece, she's I don't even know how she is. She's small, but I'm a great uncle. But she's always on my I had an old tablet. I gave it to her. She's always just on it. So
yeah.
Excuse me. So she's gonna grow up and just be getting entertained in a small, which is good too. Because like for us gamers, like we need TVs, we need this, we need whatever. But if you can game from a, you know, 15, 16 inch little thing. I mean, and that satisfies you. That saves you a lot of money, too, because when you get anything bigger, the big black TV over here.
I mean, if you're not satisfied by 15 inches, bro, I mean.
Not really, man. I need like 55 minimum. Wall mounted. I want to be mounted on the wall with 55 inches.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
Minimum. I didn't need a TV.
Oh, okay. So guess number two, I guess. Yeah, have a boyfriend now. You have a boyfriend after all this conversation.
And you're a 49ers fan. You're a 49ers fan.
Mm-hmm. Fuck no. 49ers. Fuck the 49ers. And no, I don't have a boyfriend.
I might have a boyfriend, but I'm not gay enough for 49ers.
She identifies as a female, so it's not gay.
There you go.
I have a secret going on boys, and that's not it. I don't have a boyfriend. I wish I did, dude. I have a rich boyfriend. Fucking rich girlfriend. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Sugar daddy.
So go start the HVAC business, dude. All right, but no. So with the iPhone and shit, it's poor pedo, man. Like I basically called it years ago, but I'm sticking with it because I'm used to it. You know what I mean? I don't like change. Speaking of change, after 16 years, I'm jobless right now. Currently jobless.
Oh, so you have no change?
I can't even afford an iPhone 15. talking shit on it and everything, can't even afford it.
Oh, no.
Now
Biden.
Now fucking Biden, dude, is fucking cutting the fucking Department of Defense budget and shit like that. But
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, no, hey, did you see there was 7,000 people? 7,000 people crossing the border in Eagle Pass?
I am.
Like going back to Mexico or what?
No.
Is that bad or what?
No. They're coming over. They're coming over here to fix up your house and to change your tire, to clean your hotels. It was 7,000 projected to be crossing.
Probably got a primo or cousin or uncle and that bunch somewhere in there.
They're all from Haiti, Venezuela, Colombia. They're from like other countries. That's a lot of people, man. And they're all like crossing the river, and it's crazy. Like,
what do you think we should do, Arnold? What do you think we should do? What do you think we should do?
Trump 2024.
That's what I was fishing for, dude. This fucking guy, bro. God damn.
No, realistically, I don't know, man. Like, these people, they make it to the border of Mexico, and they're trying to cross. Like, man, that's a crazy journey to leave.
I get that. Like, I get how, like, I mean, I can see both sides of that shit, dude. But what I don't ever see is I don't see how it's right for these fucking politicians to bus these people to somebody, like, to the front of somebody's house, like, to make a political statement. Like, where did they, didn't they bus them, like, to Kamala Harris's front of their house or some shit like that? Like, some bullshit like that. Like,
what the fuck?
Fucking petty as fuck. Yes, dude. Yeah, dude. That's petty as fuck, dude. Like that's fucked up. These are real people that you're using as a tool to make a political statement. That's fucked up, dude. Like, I mean, if I step really far back, I can see the funny troll of it. Like, okay, I'm gonna bust this whole fucking group of. But I got to step way far back, dude, because that's fucked up, bro. That's fucked up. That's like, remember that video? Remember that video where he, like, that guy goes and he picks up a group of, like, Mexicans from Home Depot, and he's like, all right, I need some work done, and he fucking takes them and drives them to the fucking border. Like, dude, that's fucked. Or to the migra, you know? He takes them to the migra, and they start jumping out. Dude, that's fucked up. Like, yeah, okay, I get the political, I mean, I get the comedic value of it, but that's super, super, super fucked up, bro. Like, I almost don't want to admit that I see the comedic value of that. But politicians should not be doing shit like that, dude. Like, in my opinion.
You're a position of power. You're supposed to be, you know, someone, a leader. You're supposed to be a leader. And that's just not a showcase of any kind of leadership.
Well, okay, hey, here we go. 2025. CUNY's showing up.
What? QAnon?
Yeah, QAnon.
This is CUNY. CUNY.
Oh, he's
instead of Goonie, he's CUNY.
Oh, CUNY. Got it. Okay. I got it.
So from they're sending a message to the administration by doing that, which is fucked up, but they're sending a message. It's like, this, we have a border crisis, and the administration is not really like doing nothing about it. So that's why they're sending that way. From what I understand, is what the Qs are saying. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is fucked up, man. And it is. I'm not fucking.
Is it worth the message, in your opinion?
Oh shit, no! Like, I don't know, bro.
Degrading those people.
Is it worth the message? In your opinion, is it worth the message,
dude? No, fuck no. Because like, I have family here that's been like their visas expired. They're just here. They've been here working for years. Under the table and stuff, and they can't get their citizenship, and then they're sending them up to like up to Washington or wherever they're sending them to, like, not giving them citizenship, but they're giving them like asylum, cell phones, which aren't they should do that or whatever, but like, what about like my family and friends that here they have no papers and stuff, and they're working and doing, you know, odd jobs and putting back into our system, then that takes years for them to get their citizenship. Like, that's, I don't know.
I think that goes down into a whole thing of who's in front of you at that point, because I mean the people you're talking about where, you know, their visas are expired and they're still working and shit, they're not going to the government and saying like, hey, I need help now.
Just right? Look at what happened in Florida. That was like 6 months ago. Or no, not even that, like 4 months ago, maybe. Everybody started living in Florida because of the governor, that law that he passed that anybody, any employee with illegal workers will be sanctioned or something like that. So they lost a lot of people. Yeah. And then like 3 months later, they were like, hey, we need people to come and work. Nobody wants to work over here.
Yep. It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah.
So, or it doesn't work.
Sucks to suck, exactly. Motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's crazy, man. Like I feel bad for these people, and I want them a better life and stuff like that. But
there's got to be a common ground. There's got to be a common ground where nobody's working on that. It is a broken system.
And you're right. One over 30 years to get some status, legal status, you're still waiting. So what are you going to do in 30 years? You got to work. You got to do something.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. You got to find a way to survive.
Maybe this is the change. Like, so many people coming in. Like, okay, look, we get your identification. Make sure you're not going to be a bad person. Which
a bad hombre. Bad hombre. Your buddy said it. Bad hombre.
Yeah, a bad hombre.
a bad hombre.
I can't do it. But I mean, go for it, man. Like, give it a shot, man. Like
a probation citizenship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
At least what, you 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever.
Yeah. Contribute, man. If you're contributing, then to me, like, if you're contributing to like paying taxes, bro, you got a fucking job. You know, hey, dude. You're just as American as a fucking guy that was born here, bro. You know, you're putting into the taxes. You're feeding the hungry because you're doing your part. You're living the American dream. You know, going to work. Despite how you got here, right? You're doing your part as an American citizen. Now, if you've got American citizens that are out fucking up, not getting jobs, you know, like, why the fuck are those people any more important than, you know, someone that just wasn't born here? I get it. Like, you weren't born here. That's kind of fucked up. Like, I mean, if we want to be all, you know, choosy and shit like that, hey, let's get the motherfuckers that aren't contributing, get those motherfuckers out of here, and just keep the motherfuckers that are. You know, if we really want to be, you know, choosy about shit.
Send deadbeat dads to fucking Mexico.
Hey, why don't we do this? All the new immigrants that gets citizenship, mm-hmm. all their taxes for the next 2 or 3 years, all the money they generate, we'll send it to Ukraine. And we don't have to pay it out of our shit.
I mean, it's the same thing. They're giving it to the government, and then the government's giving it to Ukraine. So what's the fucking difference?
Yeah, we'll pay the difference. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
Wait, what?
Because 7,000 people working, that's only going to generate what's, I don't know, it's rough estimate, you know.
I have no idea, bro.
You know, 6-7 million.
Better talk math.
Better talk math. But then on top of that, we'll cover the difference to send to Ukraine, because Ukraine. Go ahead, Ram.
I mean, how about we fix our whole tax system first?
Oh, what?
Yep. Oh. Yeah, I'm just saying. How about we do that? You know,
stupid. That's stupid.
I mean, just throwing it out there.
That's what? And this guy, man, coming up with stupid shit, dude.
This one, I thought you said the stupidest shit. Keep on talking.
I know. Our tax system is fine. It is great, baby.
Yeah.
How much they take of your check on taxes on average?
Oh, right, so now I'm not paying in taxes, but...
Well, you're not your employee, so how much are you taking from our check?
We actually have, when you start looking at other countries and see how much they pay in taxes, we actually are pretty low on it, but those countries who are paying more taxes...
Provide free healthcare.
Yep.
free school. They're getting education. What they pay for.
Free higher education, all this shit. Our tax system is we give
pay
money
for the people that don't want to work.
But fucking we give money to pharma companies, higher education, all that. We subsidize most of these companies for them to turn around and then charge us more shit. So they're those middle people, are just double dipping. They're taking money from the government to run, and then they're taking money from us to use their services. Which
when I dip, you dip, we dip.
We just paid that in taxes. Like, I don't understand where. Yeah, but yeah, when you start looking at other countries and shit, like, yeah, they might pay a little bit high. They pay a lot higher in taxes. There's not an issue with in their society about paying taxes and shit because they get what they pay for, man. Like,
right?
They don't have to worry about shit. Fucking.
I mean, you think about insurance in general, bro. Insurance, like, have you ever tried to figure out copays and fucking deductibles and all that bullshit, bro? Like, well, if I go with this plan, it covers. I get a fucking bucket of money that I can use towards my. Like, what the fuck? Why can't you just say
the MMO, the HMO, and all that shit?
Yeah, dude, it's a whole fucking clusterfuck of bullshit, dude.
I actually don't know anything about those things.
Yeah, and I feel like they're designed. They're designed in a way to be hard to understand, dude. So that way you can be like, well, I'm just going to go to the doctor. I have insurance. It'll cover it. And then once you get the bill, like, what the fuck do I have insurance for? Well, yep. You didn't meet your deductible yet. So you've got to pay all this first. Like, this is a motherfucking scam.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, healthcare. Gotta love it.
Yeah, man. Fucking.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, oh, sorry. That's I had to use the restroom.
Oh, so, did you have to use the restroom sitting down? Is that the secret?
Oh, you're post-op.
There's a lot of blood everywhere, boys.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, you're with a negro now.
Oh,
that's what it is.
I'm with Nick Chubbs.
Oh,
Chubbs. Unfortunately.
Oh my god.
Speaking of Chubbs. See, y'all break it down. Nick Chubbs. What happened? I just saw.
Hey, break it like his leg.
So Nick Chubbs, he plays for who?
Browns.
The Rams?
Browns.
The Browns.
Take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
But hey, I saw the defender. He not our defender, the defender of that. There was the Browns against the who?
Hey, Jacksonville.
Accurate.
The Steelers. They're playing the Steelers.
Sorry. Yeah, they're playing the Steelers.
That dude went for the leg.
Oh, dude.
That dude went for the leg, man. Instead of going for the hip, he went straight for the leg. And you could say when you watch it. No, when you watch it, like, he went straight for the leg, and then the cleat, it got caught into the turf, and all he saw was fucking...
Was that a turf field? I thought that was a grass field.
No, but it doesn't matter. The cleat caught.
Well, actually, all the fucking the conspiracy in the NFL right now, that does matter. Turf is a big fucking... deal right now. They're talking about all these injuries that are happening, non-contact injuries. So obviously, this was a contact injury, and so was Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. But the way the AstroTurf is set up, it doesn't give the cleat any give, right? So, like, you're planted, okay? That ain't going nowhere. But something else will, like a body part or some shit. So, like, so in grass, the grass is going to fucking give, right? It's going to
It's going to slip off.
But it's going to slip off, but the turf is just keeping it there. So when you get impacted, that foot's staying there. The rest of your body's got to do something else. So they're saying that's, which I can see, that's having a big effect on injuries. But I do believe the Chubb incident happened on a grass field. But I'm not
sure. I want to say it was grass. I want to say it was grass too. But Dude, it's crazy, man, because that's the second time that exact injury has happened to that knee to Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fucking unfortunate.
Yeah. The one in college, I think he's worse.
He's a running back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is more fire to the whole debate about like running backs needing to be paid more when you got dudes taking fucking gruesome ass injuries on prime time and people are saying, hey, these dudes need less money. Like I disagree. Yeah, sure, they got a short shelf life and shit like that, but I mean that's
why they have short.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I mean they got to play at least three times every time they have the ball, and then it depends on how many times they have the ball and they can run it, you know, the first and the second, and then they decided to do a pass, and they're active. They're active.
Well, in four quarters, on average, running backs make about 20 attempts. If they're a workhorse, like if you have a fucking Derrick Henry, they're going to get 25, 26 attempts. And so each
per quarter? Each one of those,
no, for throughout an entire game.
Yeah, through a game.
So 25.
I would say 20 is an average.
That's what I'm saying. 20 is an average, but there are those players who they do have. Like you get the fucking Derrick Henry, fucking Christian McCaffrey, but yeah, shit like that.
Well, they got plenty of weapons in the backfield there. So.
Yeah,
with McCaffrey, it's a choice.
So it's 20 per game. There's 16 games, right?
Right. No, 17.
17.
Oh, 17. Shit. So 20 times 340 carries for the year average.
Right. Well, that's not average. And that's not including overtimes. That's not including fourth down attempts, you know.
That's just quarterbacks, too. Like,
these motherfuckers are going to get blown up in the flat because, like, if it's a play on the flat, you know what I'm saying? They've just got fucking safeties churning down on them, bro. So, like, so do receivers, but not with that much open field to get a running start on to just fucking cleat those motherfuckers.
Yeah. So 340 carries a year on any one of those, it could be over.
Disastrous.
And after that, the team's going to be like, I'm not going to pay you next year. Especially if it's a contract year. Is it right? No.
When it comes to that, it comes down to like guaranteed money, because if they get injured on the field, they still have to pay them and shit. Because up into the guaranteed money. Up into the guaranteed money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
So
Rodgers.
He's chilling, bro, getting paid. This wasn't a topic that we had written down, but I'm gonna go ahead and sprinkle this in here because it's. You said Aaron Rodgers. Did you hear his timeline when he's that he's trying to come back?
Oh, the playoffs. He said he wants to come back for the playoffs.
He said he's trying to come back from a fucking full-on Achilles tear the same year. That's not a thing. That has never been a thing. You know, fucking ayahuasca, bro. Son of a bitch.
DMT.
Oh, man. You see that? I forgot who he did the interview with, but they're like, hey, we got this reporter. They're saying that that you tore your Achilles because you're taking ayahuasca. And then and he's all like, dipshit. Like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It was on Pat McAfee. Yeah, it was Pat McAfee.
What's that guy's name?
Bum.
He's a bum. I fucking love it. Fucking Aaron Rodgers just calling that guy a bum.
Oh man, that shit was fucking.
But yeah, I think funny. That's crazy. But look.
Think it's possible?
Yeah, that's the question. That's the question.
I mean, at his age, he's 39.
Wait, did you specify which Super Bowl? Like, you're talking about like 2 year Super Bowl? Next year Super Bowl?
No, he's talking about this year's playoffs. Like, you know, like, yeah, wow. I'm gonna try to come back.
Yeah, he's trying to come back for this year's playoffs.
Yeah,
he's signed for 2 years, right?
Oh, I don't know.
He has this year, next year.
I don't want to say it's impossible because, dude, it's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. But if I weren't to say it was Aaron Rodgers and say it was a 39-year-old quarterback in the NFL trying to rehab back from a torn Achilles the same year, I would say tripping. Aaron Rodgers,
hey,
though?
Hey, he's good at throwing Hail Marys.
Hey, bro, he's gonna meet up with Joe Rogan. They're gonna come up with a plan.
That's what he said on Pat McAfee.
Oh,
they're like, did you consult with your doctor, Joe Rogan? Fucking great.
Ice baths and DMT.
Yeah.
But no, hey. So speaking of Aaron Rodgers,
Alpha brain.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, if he was still active against the Cowboys, you think the outcome would have been different?
Oh yeah. As far as like, I don't know. I think the Cowboys still would have won that game, honestly. But no, it would have been different. It would have been different for sure.
I think because everything was, everything was built around Aaron Rodgers. He was the one calling everything in this field. So they lose him, right? And then the other kid, Wilson.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson.
He was like, no. Okay, now what the fuck? Okay. He was like, they were completely lost without him in the field. They were still doing some good plays, but they didn't have the centerpiece, you know?
Right.
So I think it would have been different outcome.
So I saw this speaking of the Cowboys and Zach Wilson. I saw a quote from this guy. I really don't know who he is, but he's made two awesome quotes, and I had to share this one with you boys. Quotes, Dak Prescott beat Zach Wilson. Who cares? Right? A lot of the fucking haters are going to be like, Dak Prescott beat Zach Wilson. Who cares? No. Dak Prescott beat up on a top five NFL defense who forced Josh Allen to turn over the ball four times the week before.
Yeah.
So.
Agree with that.
That's something. I thought that was a good one.
I thought it was funny when CD went up to Sauce Gardner and he's like, you got to learn how to catch.
Yeah, that was great. You got to catch those. Dude, CD Lamb. So again, CD Lamb was open for what, 11 targets that game?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was like probably a season high for CD. He had a career high, I believe. 11 receptions in one game, maybe or close. And they were using Herman. Who's our other receiver?
You're cutting in and out, Vince.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're back now.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Am I, though?
Your headache, man. Your headache is like Professor X, dude. Fucking over the electronics.
Maybe.
Someone is downloading something in your house. So that's how it sounds like.
Hey, a quick fantasy update because we made the bet.
Y'all made that bet. No, I threw it out there. I was like, hey, we'll do a bet. Me and Defender, we'll put $20 on between Chente and Pitcher Ram and see who's going to win. I was like, hey, Defender, you pick whoever you want to pick. And he was like, Chente. And I was like, yeah, cool, because Ram has a bunch of TVs in his house and he does all this fantasy. This is an easy $20, and it's going to be easy money on me. I was like, fuck yeah, pick Vincent. He has like 30 TVs and he has like 5 iPhones.
It is. He has, real quick. It is week 2. And I mean, when it comes to fantasy, I feel like the first couple weeks are very unpredictable. I mean, if you look at some of my players, you could be like, oh, well, you know, those are good players. Why did they score like dog shit? I was like, man, it is what it is. But nah, it was a It was a blowout. It wasn't even a fucking close match.
I know, man.
But you know what? It actually helped me. Okay.
I had to pay. I had to pay before the game was even over.
No, but it actually ended up helping me a little bit because
technical difficulties.
Nah, you're good, man.
You're good.
No, so what ended up happening because
my fucking team didn't have technical difficulties.
No. Hey, dude, Jamar Chase did. I'll tell you that shit.
Hey, what was the score?
Fuck. Oh.
I think it was like 158 to
80 something.
Oh, 90. Yeah, 80 something.
Yeah, it was a blowout. It was a fucking blowout. But but because I lost and I scored so low, I was the first on waiver wires. So I got
You got bored. Yeah, that's what I was after.
So I was like, well, fuck, it kind of works out. And that's usually how it is, you know, when you fucking lose early. Those are usually when the injuries come in, and you can just do those quick pickups. So I was like, yeah. Fuck. Like, damn, it sucks that I lost, but it kind of worked out for me. I got Jerome Ford.
Yeah, I think he's going to be their feature back, too. I know they picked up Kareem Hunt, too, right?
Yeah, they picked up Kareem Hunt, but they're already saying he's going to be their feature back. Just hopefully he doesn't break down like a Ford.
Damn!
So I was like, man.
Guess number three.
I was like defender pick Chente. Not that I was like, now Chente knows his shit too, but Ram has fucking TVs everywhere and has all this shit. There's all this research and stuff. I was all confident about it. And then Sunday night I was like, damn man, I lost $20. Thanks, Ram.
Hey, what are you watching on those TVs?
Every time I go over, it's black guys. It's black guys in drama.
Hey, if you want to do it again, we'll do it again this week, and I'll let you pick now. Who you want to pick?
Whether or not we're not playing each other again.
Yeah,
no? Yeah, that's what we picked.
No, that was the well, hold on, because there's gonna be another time when we play each other. I just don't know what it is.
That's to but, show how much I know about that thing. Fantasy football. All I know is I got $20.
Fucking listen. Oh, we played week 14.
Week 14. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. The last game.
Last game of the season. Dang. I am playing Kareem Pies.
I was trying to get Kareem Hunt because of my name, dude, but someone already picked his ass up, too. I really was.
Oh, man. Dude, I remember the fucking draft. You're like, Ram, I need to fucking change my name. I need to fucking change my name. Freaking out. I'm like, dude, just calm down. I'm fucking doing this shit. And then I set it up for you to change your name. I look and I'm like, Kareem Pies. I'm like,
that's fucking awesome name.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, you know how I got that name?
Kareem Abdul Jabbar Pies.
No. ChatGPT, okay. Bro. ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT for funny fantasy football names, and they gave me that one.
Man, that thing's going to take over, man.
Dude, Cochino Robot, dude. All right.
AI is going to take over, man. Sooner or later.
I was gonna ask you a fantasy question, though. Because this was kind of like going back and forth in one of my group chats of fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like doing trades where it's a 2-for-1? Like you're giving up one player, you're receiving two players.
No, because then I have to figure out who I'm gonna drop. You know, that adds another element of like, well, this is a lot more difficult of a trade for me because now I gotta see where my depth's at, who I can rely on, you know. So nah, I just like 1-for-1s. If it's 2-for-1, then like, bro, those are probably two waiver players that you can get for a fucking a prime person. Unless it's like two fucking stars for one fucking star. It's like, okay, well, I can bench one of my guys that I think is pretty good if this deal is going to make it worth it. But it's got to be like a 2-for-1 like 2 stars. Somebody really wants a guy that I want, and I can't pass up the deal. Outside of that, if it's just like a, this is a pretty even trade, nah, I wouldn't do it because it's more shit to have to deal with.
Yeah, and that's what I was, that was my argument on that was I don't like giving up, you know. So I think they're, man, what were they fucking offering me? So they want Tony Pollard, right? So
okay.
I have Tony Pollard, and they wanted to give me Travis Kelce. And then, like,
okay.
a bench wide receiver. And I was like, Travis Kelce is the best tight end. Yeah, but the fucking points don't add up. Tony Pollard puts up 20 points or 20 plus points because his pass.
And it's automatic.
Exactly.
Set it and forget it. Yeah.
Travis Kelce is a set it, forget it tight end, but his points don't equal to Tony Pollard, and now the player you're going to give me has to match Tony Pollard and the other slot that is filling in. So the math doesn't really add up to me, unless you're going to give me like a badass, you really want fucking Tony Pollard, and you want to overpay. That's the only time I think I would even consider it. If you're overpaying, 2-for-1, go ahead. But other than that, yeah,
we had a pretty even trade at the beginning of last year. CeeDee Lamb for fucking CMC.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah!
That it worked out for you, trade. But that was the easier trade across the board.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, but I also like that it was before anything had happened at that point. It was like 5 minutes after we even drafted him, and I was just there like, man, you know what? I really don't want this player. And you're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'll give you CD for him. I'm like, fuck, I'd rather have CD. We did that even trade. It worked out great for you during the season.
Until it didn't.
Yeah. Like, during the season, it was amazing for you. And then playoffs, it just worked out a little bit more for me. And then that's when we went head-to-head.
You're right. And it worked out better for you. Yep.
Yep.
Ain't that a bitch? But it's all right, man. It's all right. It's all right.
It happens. It's all right. I fucked up in the championship anyway.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. Yeah. What do you got next, Arnold? What's next on the chopping block here, sir?
MiG-23 crashes over Lake Michigan.
Defender, hey, Wash, you got the story on that one, right?
Go for it, Defender. Here we go.
My bad, Defender.
I just saw that today. You know, first we heard about the F-35 that was missing for a couple of days, I think. A week, I don't know. And then this one comes out. I think it was an air show in Michigan. So there's some people at a lake just having a good time, I guess. And there's this plane going by, like, I think it was an air show going on. And all of a sudden, you see the two pilots eject from the airplane. And the guy's like, is this for real? And they actually land in the lake where they are, like, having a party or whatever. And that was the story that I heard. I saw the video actually on it, and it looks pretty crazy how the plane just explodes into the you can see behind in the lake.
And, because you said lands, I was like, oh, he just fucking landed in the middle of the lake. Okay, cool.
No, they jump off the plane, and the plane just went and crashed somewhere else, and the two pilots.
I do that all the time in Battlefield. I do that all the time in Battlefield. I'll get the jet. I'll get the jet, and then I'll go across the map, and then bail, and then land in my party, dude.
The video shows it going, and then it fucking they eject, and you just see it go inverted, and then just fucking veer off and crash, and you see the big ass explosion and everything.
Oh, that makes the shit was fucked up.
You see the pilots? They're doing a beer bomb. On a party boat, what do you call it? A pontoon? They're all fucking.
They landed on a booze cruise.
Going back to what we're talking about, immigrants or whatever. So going back to The Office, that show is fucking.
Shit.
Here we go. There's one episode, dude. We're going back. Put it back in reverse real quick. Dwight, you know Dwight, right? The one with the glasses and stuff, Rain Wilson.
Dwight around your lip.
Yeah. So he pulls up to like a Home Depot or whatever, right? And then like all the migrants are like, no, we don't go with him. There's because they're filming him, right? And they're like, no, we don't go with him. I was like, why? Well, how can we go with him? Because wherever he goes with, whoever goes with him, it goes missing. And they're like, what? And whatever. And then what he was doing was picking up migrants and then going to his farm. Because remember, he had a, he has a, like a farm of a beef farm, right? Beets, like beets to eat or whatever. So he has them like working on. On beef, man. Shout out, obesity.
Obesity. He's got a beef farm too, dude.
Yeah. So when he goes to his farm after they work all day and stuff, instead of paying him, he calls the immigration to come pick him up.
Wow.
And then the migrants are like, yeah, whoever goes with him and goes missing, they made it seem like he was killing them or whatever. But no, he just calls immigration just to take him back. Fucked up, bro. Dude, that show was fucking hilarious as fuck.
They thought he was George Strait or what?
Uh-huh.
Well, I put George Strait, bro.
Oh, you're dragging through. Hey, he listens. He messaged me earlier. Yeah.
Have you followed that fucking beef and all this shit with him him and Tom Segura?
George Strait and Tom Segura.
Yeah. No, not George. It's not George Strait. It's
Garth Brooks. No, it's Garth Strait. It is Garth Brooks. Damn it. Garth Brooks. Accurate.
I was gonna say Garth Brooks maybe.
It is Garth Brooks, my bad. I said George Strait.
Yeah. Okay. Please don't drag the king into this, baby.
Yeah, my have you heard that shit?
I know of it. I don't know the details or anything like that.
So there's a whole conspiracy theory of Garth Brooks. It's because whenever he goes on tour, people start going missing and shit. So there's a conspiracy theory that he's actually a serial killer that travels and kills people. So
wow.
So he started talking about it on his podcast, and he starts talking about it a lot, though, to the point where he created hashtags like "Where's the bodies?"
Yeah.
And now people are showing up to his concert with signs, "Where are the bodies?"
Wow, dude. That's fucking ridiculous, bro.
And they fucking, like, now he's, like, coming at Tom Segura and shit.
Yeah. Wow. Like, all
to be fair, bro, like, that's fucking brilliant on Garth's part, dude. That's funny. Why not roll with it, dude? That's kind of hilarious.
Oh yeah!
I mean, unless he is killing these people, but outside of that, they're fucking players.
It's just like a side, like a fucking man. There's people missing in your tour. Like, what's going on? But you know, Garth Brooks. Maybe I don't know the guy. You know, like, I don't know him personally. I know George Strait. You know, we had barbecue last weekend, but I don't know Garth Brooks.
Right. The king.
The king. He's still the king. I let the king know he'll have it handled real quick.
Yeah, how many other country artists have an album with 50 number ones that are all bangers? Yeah, I don't know.
Not even Johnny Cash, and I'm a huge fan of Johnny Cash.
Not even Johnny Cash, and he has bangers, dude, but he don't have 50 bangers.
But yeah, speaking of bangers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is this a hint towards your secret?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wash.
So you're engaged. I mean, you got defender. Engaged. Yeah. That's a guess. You got engaged.
I got what?
You got engaged.
You got engaged.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that shit, dude.
for defender to guess.
His ring is a cock ring.
Yeah, defender to your primo. To your primo to get him papers.
Yeah. I thought you were going to get me papers, Wade. What the fuck?
You skipped to his primo. That's fucked up, bro.
I thought your last name was Toyota, man. I thought you were already going engaged to somebody Toyota.
and then fucking Arnold's over here. Send them back.
Send them back.
Build a wall.
Hey, watch. Hey, watch, you're getting.
I'm already on this side.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna engage with me, man. We're gonna be Trump 2024, man. That's the. You gotta wear a Trump hat to work every day, dude. Fuck that shit.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Those are the terms.
Yeah, stupid ass music video was the guy's fucking rapping about Trump and shit. He's all like, "Oh yeah, the blacks ride for Trump. The Mexicans ride for Trump. We don't fuck with Biden. I'd rather have a president with a mugshot."
Oh, that fat white guy with the scar on his face. I think that's him. The rapper?
No.
Oh, you're talking about Mercury's?
Yeah, I think that's the dude. He has a scar on his face and shit.
I think he does. Right? Mm-hmm. Or is that the other dude fucking... damn, what's his name? Accurate. Jelly Roll? Is it Jelly Roll or Mercury's? One of those fat white rappers.
Not Jelly Roll. Like, he sings country and his show, whatever. He was coming here to San Antonio to the Cowboys...
Mexican OT?
The Mexican OT?
Bro, like,
He just came or he's about to be here.
No, he came. He was the smokehouse, the one downtown.
I was right there, bro. Fuck. I work right there.
But, I'm not really a fan of his music, but I heard him on a podcast. Dude, he's fucking funny as fuck, bro.
Dude, his music's good. You don't like the Mexican OT?
I mean, it's okay, you know, and I'm not saying nothing bad about it or whatever, but
he got some bangers.
Yeah, but him on a podcast is fucking funny, man. He was on Andrew Scholl's podcast. If you listen to that, man, dude, he's fucking funny, man. He's a hilarious dude. Like, he's crazy. Like, I don't know. Y'all gotta listen to it. I can't.
I got one guess. Can I guess something?
Yes.
You got a Mexican OT on the line. No?
And here he is, boys. Mexican OT live.
Why do you keep saying live? Like, we're pre-recording. We're pre-recording this.
Hey, man. I've been doing that.
Yeah, like, exactly. Every time you say it, I just start laughing like son of a bitch.
I've been doing that live. I've been doing that since day one. What the fuck? It's a fucking it's a habit. It's a fucking like a tick, you know what I mean? I'm like, live.
never once have you been live.
The great thing about it, bro, is if we have no listeners to call us out on,
so. Exactly. Maybe one day we'll be live. Even when we're in Vegas, we're all fucked up when we did like a little little podcast, whatever. Live from Vegas,
barely alive. Vegas.
Oh shit! Did you hear about those hackers that fucking pretty much took over Vegas?
Yeah. As a matter of fact. Yeah, our security specialist went to go stay at the MGM that weekend.
Oh, for real?
What a coincidence.
Yeah, social engineering, bro. So they would ask, like, they kept on probing the receptionist for, "Hey, I forgot my password. Can you reset it for me? Or can you tell me what my password is?" Blah, blah, blah. And so they kept on doing it to different fucking places, and you're not... So, but we can't even like send out emails with passwords. We're supposed to encrypt them, right?
Yeah.
So that was a big no-no for you to give out. You're not supposed to be able to call the fucking IT desk and be like, "Hey, can you reset my password?" Like, "Hey, can you put in a ticket?" You know, like it doesn't work that way because you can get. That's what social engineering is, man. Somebody's just gonna pull the wool over your eyes and be like, "Hey, can you tell me what my password is?" And bam, once you have a door open, you're good. You're in the network. That's it.
And that's the way they found him, at least the person was through his Indeed profile.
Damn.
Yeah. So nice. They fucking selected him from his Indeed profile, and then fucking just that's who they used.
Nice.
How much money they were asking for? What was the ransom they had?
I don't even
know. I think it was like 50 million or something like that.
That's crazy.
But MGM didn't pay, and I think someone else did. I think another. I think. Fuck. I can't remember who it was. I think someone
else. My boy was telling me that that he saw the technicians on the on the floor, like having to fucking pull down machines and shit like that, and like fucking with the infrastructure. And he was like, dude, they looked fucking done, bro. He was like, they just like they've been working for fucking 20 hours straight or some shit, bro. They were fucking. They just looked like they didn't want to be there. I was like, well, fuck. I mean, this is like the hugest shit they're gonna see, and it was shooting.
They're fucking. Apparently, they're losing. It's been happening all week, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, and they're losing $35 million a day.
It was Ocean's 13, dude. That's what it was.
Dang,
Brad Pitt. Ocean's 13.
Yeah, 35 million. Hey, someone find George Clooney right fucking now.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Dude, they're great movies, bro.
Dude, a lot
of that shit was done social engineering, bro. A lot of that shit was like, hey, just being fucking smooth and fresh with it, bro.
They should make another one.
They did. It was with girls.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I want to watch it. Did it suck?
It's all right.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's all right. That sucks, but that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll probably watch it from start to end, but it's not the same. Like,
speaking of start to end, I'm almost done with season 2 of Winning Time. I'm right now where he went to talk to what's his face?
Jerry Buss.
But Jerry Buss.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, after they fired Whitehead. Right after they fired Whitehead and gave it to Pat Riles.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, dude, this is a long time coming, bro. Pat Riley. Yeah, Pat Riley.
Yeah.
Pat Riley. Pat Riley. Yeah,
that's his nickname. Nickname.
Riles.
But, bro, hey.
Did you finish watching it?
I haven't seen the recent one. That's what I was about to say. That's it. I was like, fuck, dude, this is the best fucking sports show in a long time.
Yes. Yeah, I turned my homeboy on too.
In retrospect, like, it couldn't go on forever.
No, but no, I understand.
Right. I mean, they gave you the end at the beginning.
Yeah. But that's something. I mean, they could have continued it for at least another two seasons.
But that's what's wrong with series and movies is when they keep on dragging it on, bro.
Yeah.
Now it's like, wait, it's ending when we're like, what the fuck? This is the greatest show I've ever seen. Good thing. That's a good thing, bro. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to keep it dragging it on and then it's going to be like, I feel you. Down. I'm sad too. I wish it was, but I'm glad it's going out on a high, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Now, fuck that.
I know. He's a fucking piss too.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but when you look at it, maybe they could have pulled another season out of it and like go into like the dream team.
Yeah, something like that. But no, what I'm saying is just this cast, everybody that was a part of it made it like fucking special, man. Jerry West, like that dude Jerry West, the one who plays Jerry West, dude, he's a fucking good actor. He was on Lawless. Mm-hmm. And he was on like a bunch of shit. And you recognize him. It's a good show. So I get what you're saying, Mitsun. We're like, just ending on a high note. I was like, man, it was just a good show. But it's just like, I want more. But hey, you're right.
It is what it is.
And it is what it is. Like, I'm not paying these people. HBO is.
Oh, so remember what I was saying last time about the whole the naming of it? Well, it was called Showtime before.
Yeah.
So I looked it up and everything just to double check. And yeah, it was called Showtime. And they changed it because it's on HBO. Not because of anything affiliated with the Lakers. But they're like, yeah, we're not going to have something on HBO called Showtime.
Yeah, we're not going to give them fucking free marketing.
That's bullshit. They fucked it up. It was. It didn't fucking. It didn't fucking.
But you're crying about it.
I know you're. Like,
they fucked it up, bro. One more season.
The show fucking sucks now.
Give me another season.
Fuck them. End it now.
Damn. But yeah, I'm on. I think I'm on like episode 6 or some shit. So
well, maybe.
I think there's only 8. I think so.
Maybe they canceled it because of the writer's strike. There's a writer's strike going on in Hollywood right now.
I didn't even think about that. That's a valid point. That could be a thing.
There's a couple of shows that they're getting delayed because of that.
Is this still going on? I heard something when it first came out, when this first started, and then after that, it just kind of...
Yeah, The Rock went on Pat McAfee, and he was talking about it. He was like, do you have anything up in the, like, upcoming in the pipeworks? He's all, yeah, I do. I actually got a lot of stuff, and I wish I could tell you about them. But because we're on a strike, I don't want to give them free publicity and talk about the movies because they need to pay, these actors first, or they need to pay these, whatever, writers first, or something, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. The Rock, he probably has like 40 movies in the making. I'm tired of seeing The Rock, bro. Him and Kevin Hart. Out of the 40 movies, there's probably like 30 of them with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, dude. But you know what? I could probably see another 5 with The Rock, at least. As long as he gives me that fucking the Brahma look, bro. Ooh. Like that. Like that. Oh, yeah. That's the one. Well, I mean, now you're up alone and everything, too.
You see what The Rock is giving.
Oh.
No,
you
fucking know that.
God of War.
Shut up.
That'd be great. That'd be great, Kratos.
I think it's between him and oh god damn it! What was the motherfucker?
I'd rather have Jason Momoa. Fuck it.
No.
I think he's getting overused too.
Yeah, like you fucking tired of seeing this That's my opinion.
You're talking about Jason.
Well, the new Aquaman is coming up.
Issa.
Okay, actors I'm tired of seeing in Hollywood movies. Okay, The Rock. Okay. What's that? Oh, fuck. Shit,
hey,
man.
Great list, bro.
Hey, man, is this off the top of my dome, dude?
Hey, is it Vincent me or does Vincent look like DJ Khaled right now?
When do I not, bro?
You know why? Hey, we the best.
We the best.
The Deepwater Horizon. You're
that movie.
He's
talking
about Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Oh. Like I'm tired of seeing him in the movies. Kevin Hart. Who else? Who else has been out there?
John Cena, but right now it's like kind of not out there too much. But at one point, John Cena was.
John Cena, too. Keanu Reeves.
Hey, but side note, John Cena.
But they make good movies, though.
John Cena as a peacemaker on HBO Max, fucking hilarious. I know we're watching Winning Time and everything. You have HBO, John Cena on fucking Peacemaker is fucking funny as fuck. He's a superhero, and it's hilarious.
Oh yeah,
Hey Vincent, after you finish Winning Time. At your own pace, watch it. I'm asking you to. I'll pay you $10 to watch it.
Arnold said it like as a personal favor.
Made you lose 20, bro, so I don't want to do it. No, you're fine. Keep your 10, bro. I'll watch it. I think I had something else in the pipeline that I was like, oh, I need to watch this after this. I think it was the mid-season of Hard Knock, but could be something else. I can watch John Cena.
Yes. It's funny. His dad is the Terminator.
Captain Insano?
No, the Terminator. The Terminator what was the villain's? No. The villain. What was his name?
The white guy?
The cop.
Yeah.
In Terminator 2, right?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But he's like a white supermacist and like he looks like it. You know, but like, you think he's just like this dumb.
I feel like he plays that character a lot, doesn't he? A white supremacist.
Maybe. I'm tired of seeing him as a white supremacist.
I'm tired of seeing Hector as the Mexican. Hector.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Hector in his fucking Honda Civic in every fucking movie.
For real, dude. Oh,
my chapter two, man.
Sons of Anarchy. Hector, dude. He was on the Mayans. He was the white supremacist. Yeah. He was in the was Mayans, dude.
Dude,
no,
man,
Jero, William,
I couldn't watch this shit.
No, he's on the show Peacemaker, like his dad. So John Cena, his dad is the Terminator, right? The Terminator, the other one, right? The villain, and like he's a white supremacist, like hates everybody or whatever. But he's super smart. He has his like super suit, and like that's what he does. It's just like fucking like fight. Did you know what I mean? Like, does what he does as a white supremacist. I can't remember what it was, but it's fucking funny.
It sounds super. It sounds super.
He's a super racist.
It sounds super.
Oh,
he's a super racist.
I thought you said a state trooper. I was like, yeah. I agree.
No, I said it sounds super.
Does he have like a chant or anything? Like, by the power of fucking Adolf.
He has a brown cowboy hat with a brown cop uniform.
I thought you were going to say like a white hood.
They call him the dragon.
Oh my God. Let's go, Woods. And he fucking
it sounds
like Shania
Twain. It's funny.
I don't know why that just reminded me. It was that movie Starsky and Hutch when they go visit Will Ferrell in prison. He's like, now there's two dragons.
What the fuck was that? That movie was stupid.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, was it Get Hard? Get Hard?
No, that was Starsky and Hutch. I want to say that was. Yeah, because I think it was Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson who were fucking visiting him.
Another Kevin Hart movie. Tired of seeing Kevin Hart. Get Hard.
What? Kevin Hart?
Get Hard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was on.
Oh yeah,
it was Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
it was, and T.I.
T.I.P. But
all right, boys, you want me to
one last guess. Chente, go for it. We'll all say all right. One thing.
You bought a Ford.
Fuck no.
How dare you disrespect me like that?
damn, you think I look stupid over here?
You fix the Civic.
No.
Oh wait.
Well, that wasn't my guess. It was just connected to Vincent. Go
fucking, around. We didn't talk about fucking one last thing. Tony Romo's up for fucking Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Nope.
The silence. Is silence.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a nomination. It's a nomination.
Did they lower the standards for the Hall of Fame?
Well, it's after 5 years you could get nominated, and he got nominated. Okay.
That made me laugh, Defender. So,
what do you think?
If you mop the floors at the White House, you're nominated for the Hall of Fame. the standards,
dude. Bro, like I don't know. I would like to see his numbers compared against other Hall of Fame quarterbacks. If we can do that, then I would make a little bit better. Because, I mean, as far as like going to the promised land, he didn't do that. And I'm not saying that's what matters in a fucking Hall of Fame, but I mean, it sure does fucking help. Dude, like I don't know. He came back with some super badass like comebacks. Like Tony Romo was known for his sick ass spectacular comebacks, but it's like, well, I wish we didn't have to come back, bro. You know, like I wish we didn't have to make you throw 60 yard bombs into triple coverage into Dez Bryant, you know, like T.O. Shit like that. Hey, fuck. And dude, he has a cannon and he's a football mind like a motherfucker. Like he can break down a defense like nobody's business. When it comes down to like broadcasting, I think he's gonna have a better, like a shoe in for Hall of Fame broadcasting type of shit. Not necessarily as a quarterback. And I know a lot of people are going to be upset about that. Sorry, Joe. My bad, bro. I think he was real, real good, great, and even underrated. Yeah. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. And I know it's hard to say that in the same breath, saying that he's underrated and then also saying that he's a Hall of or he's not a Hall of Famer. But I think there needs to be a fucking middle ground there, because I don't think he had a Hall of Fame career, in my personal opinion.
I think he can make the Hall of Fame, but not first ballot. Not the first nomination. Like two or three. I could see, okay. Like yeah, you know, you have a couple down years in the Hall of Fame nomination. Like yeah, go ahead.
I still can't believe Jerry Jones hasn't put fucking Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor. That's some fucking bullshit. That's some petty ass shit.
Man, they're still at it.
That's ridiculous. Like,
dude, that's a fucking 40-year-old feud at that point.
What do you think, Arnold? Do you think Tony Romo is a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Not really. For what? What did he accomplish? Like, I mean, he's famous, but every famous person would be in the Hall of Fame. There's famous people like Kim Kardashian. Like, she's famous as fuck. I mean, you know the name as soon as it came out of my mouth. But she should be in the Hall of Fame.
They put her in the fucking NFL Hall of Fame for getting dicked down. Like, yeah, she really.
No, the NFL.
It would be NBA, yeah.
So the Hall of Fame is specifically for NFL or just the Hall of Fame in general? That's the question.
Each sport has their own.
Yeah, this is the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, then like, well, not really. No, I mean, what do you mean?
Right.
There's so many players that's famous that are not on the Hall of Fame and don't deserve to be there and accomplish any. The people that are in the Hall of Fame should be have accomplished something, at least a Super Bowl or at least something. So
a record.
Did he ever get an MVP or a? Any of that?
Not to my knowledge. He got injured.
Yeah, I know that. He got injured a lot.
Yeah, so, like...
So he came...
There's people in the Hall of Fame that accomplished something. So when you're in the NFL, you're in the NFL. But when you accomplish something in the NFL, it deserves some recognition to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. So what did he accomplish to be able to be recognized?
NFL passer rating leader in 2014. He has 4 Pro Bowl appearances.
Four? How many seasons did he play, though? I think CeeDee Lamb already has 4 Pro Bowl appearances.
Walt's Payton Award. I mean...
So if you don't make it on the Hall of Fame, maybe he can make it on the Guinness World Records for more injuries? I don't know.
From 03 to 16.
But
03 to 16, 13 years, and he had 4. Only 4 of those years was he in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Look, listen.
That does not sound like a Hall of Fame.
It's not over for him, because now he could be. Now I would recognize him as a Hall of Famer, as a commentator.
So, broadcaster. Yes, that's broadcaster. That's what I said. I think. Yep.
His career passer rating is 97.1.
That's pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah. Is that Hall of Fame? Is that Hall of Fame?
Okay. Look up
these Peyton nuts. Manning's.
Oh, I got my laptop right here.
Yeah.
What was Peyton Manning's career?
But he got a Super Bowl at least. I think getting a Super Bowl in itself should, you know, expedite you to be able to be a Hall of Famer, especially being a quarterback. You know, they're like, they can't put the whole offensive line in the court.
Oh,
Hall of
God back. Damn it, dude.
In the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Dude, I had to scroll for Peyton Manning fucking. Oh my God. Shit.
You're right, Jinte?
Peyton Manning has five MVPs, man.
Five?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you say he's coming into the Hall of Fame. He's not, like, for sure he's going to get it. Who is he going against?
It was just a nomination. That's all it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a nomination. It's barely newsworthy. But, I mean, it is newsworthy because it is Tony Romo, and he was the face of the Cowboys for so long.
Yeah. So, how I look at Tony Romo is just like, say you're working for a company, and he's your boss, whatever, for so many years. He's not the greatest boss, but he's not the worst boss, whatever. But then you move on to another facility or whatever, another job, and like, hey, just appreciate him. Like, hey, he didn't give me a hard time, whatever. But there was some bad days here and there, and I'm just going to move on, and there's nothing special about him. He's just like right in the middle. To be able to put him in a...
I'm kind of looking at something here, and I want to backpedal a little bit. Okay. He's top five all-time passer rating, Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Top five all-time passer rating. That's pretty fucking good, but goddamn. Like you said, there's no accomplishments, bro.
Yeah. Like, he has a better passer rating than Peyton Manning.
No, he doesn't.
He's like a dollar cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, if it was Yelp, it's Manning, cheap.
97.1 is Tony Romo, and let me switch over.
I'm seeing something else. I'm looking at Tony Romo with a 95.2.
I'm seeing 97, and I'm seeing Peyton Manning as a 96.5.
Yeah, I guess we're seeing different shit here, sir. Mine's AI generated stats, so I don't know if
I mean, I would like to see him in, I mean, any Cowboy, I would love to see him in the Hall of Fame, whatever, but in my personal opinion, I feel like, he's gonna be a broadcaster fucking Hall of Fame for sure, because he breaks down the fucking shit before it even fucking happens, man. That's fucking...
Oh, yeah. Like fucking, oh, yeah, like for sure. Like a what?
So you got your guess, Ram? Not.
My guess is that Arnold could fit the entire fucking Bud Light can up his ass.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's not a guess, it's a fact.
Y'all want me to tell y'all and end it on that?
One last spy. I haven't said it.
Go ahead.
You got your own place.
No, not yet. I do have my own place, technically, but you know the way my bank account is set up, and
this is gonna be the weirdest way for Arnold to come out of the closet.
All right, I'm gonna give it to y'all.
Cool.
There's a game that came out, and it's called Starfield. It's a Bethesda game. I'm a huge fan of Bethesda games. Skyrim, huge fan. Loved it, played it to the fucking end. Fallout 4, I played it to the end. Bethesda, in 2022, went exclusively to Microsoft. So, my confession, I bought an Xbox, yeah. I bought an Xbox Series X.
You know, and I was thinking that too.
And, it sucks. I sucks. The graphics suck. And everything. I want to go PC. I want to do what y'all do. I want to fucking light myself on fire and go do all PC shit. But
That sucks, bro.
I just want to play this game. It's been okay so far, but...
Okay, no, the only reason I'm saying it sucks is because, like, Izzy just bought herself a new laptop, so the Alienware, I was about to sell it, bro. I would have sold it to you for, like, $1.50.
Oh, I'll buy it right now. Fuck it.
All right, go for it.
Yeah,
$150. I'm coming off the other one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. $150. That's shit.
Yeah.
All right, but how the fuck am I going to transfer that shit? My status over here. Wait, you know what? Doesn't matter. I'll fuck.
No worries. But you, later games, other games you can play with this shit like that.
Oh, okay. But yeah, my confession. I bought a fucking.
This is my confession.
an Xbox. I mean, dude, bro, PlayStation is so much fucking superior. This one, I didn't pay $500 for it. What I did was I had a fucking Nintendo Switch. A Nintendo Switch. I sucked the dick. I traded in a bunch of games and like everything. I came out to like $250, really. And I was like, okay, cool.
You sucked the dick and you still had to pay?
Yeah, man, but hey, these things are cheap.
This they is don't next. Have no hair to pull off, too, so it's not.
Dude, yeah, you're, not that great. You're just all yentas or what?
Oh, no wonder, dude.
Uh-huh. So,
you got so much DNA on your teeth.
So, hey. And then I have a military discount. Hey. Shout out to the troops. So I came out even. It came out cheaper. So. With Starfield was like $70 and everything. It came out to like $250. Whatever.
Sprinkle a little stolen valor on that bitch and I got a discount.
Hey.
You walked in with a
check in.
Hey bro, I got an Xbox sitting in the other room that I never fucking used. You could have just had it.
No, I so the only reason why I did all this shit,
he wanted to give the blowjob.
the blowjob came with an Xbox and then Starfield. I didn't even know about the game.
Nice.
But, bro, dude, this fucking game, it is fucking insane, bro. Like
I hear a lot about it.
Bro, I can't even explain like how fucking expanse it is. Because like there's you start off or whatever. The map itself, there's little red dots everywhere. Yeah, there's little red dots everywhere. There's probably like 150 plus like dots everywhere. In each one of those, there's a solar system. Each solar system has like a roughly like from 4 to 7 planets. Like our solar system, like got Mars and you know, Mercury and everything, shit like that. And you can explore every which one, bro. And
hey, I can play with you for free.
I mean, I don't know how the fuck that's gonna work.
PC, baby.
Oh, dude, it is fucking. It's a crazy game, bro. I haven't even scratched the surface, bro. I'm level 20, bro. And you get your ships. You could design ships. Like somebody made a ship that looks like a bus. Somebody made a ship that looks like a fucking a scorpion. Somebody made a ship that looks like a fucking duck. Like it's fucking what? Yeah, bro. Like you customize your ships and shit like that. And there's dreadnoughts. Like, dude, I'm not a fucking.
Look at that, $70 or just install it.
I don't know how much I'm trying.
Was it free on Microsoft? You got the pass?
Yeah,
you
it's free on Game Pass, bro.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You start off with slow and everything, but that's the game. But once you get into it, like, it's like I'm going to hang up with you. I'm going to fucking play till like fucking 3 and 4 in the morning. Fuck sleep.
Nice.
Yeah, oh. Dude. It's fucking, even like, your spaceship and the fucking space battles and shit like that is fucking, it's fun as fuck, bro. Like, so I knew about it for a while, and then I was just like, I wanted to buy a PC. And I was bullshit and everything, but I just bought an Xbox. But today, I got you.
I got a desktop too. So whichever one you prefer, I'll sell it to you for the same price. Either you want a laptop or a desktop. 150 each one, whichever one.
Yeah, no. I'm off this week. I'll go fucking buy it. Fuck it.
Yeah, I got too many fucking.
I need the graphics card.
Computer's just laying around, bro. Huh?
I just need the graphics card.
I have a 1060. I'm trying to come off of shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, because you're getting back to fucking paintball, right?
I already got all my shit for paintball. No, I'm sitting there, bro. Nobody's using it. Like and Izzy was using the Alienware, but we just got her this really thin 360 HP laptop. Does everything she needs it to do. So she doesn't want to use the fucking big bulky Alienware. So I'm coming off of that. And then the other one, the other one's got a fucking i7 in it, 16 gigs of RAM. Fuck, it might even have 32 gigs of RAM. It's got a GTX 1060, so it'll play whatever the fuck you want it to play. And then, what's up?
And then that one you can hook up to just like a regular TV or whatever?
Yeah, you can. You're not going to get the both side of it by using a TV, but yeah, you can get a TV and get a keyboard and mouse and play it like that, or however the fuck you want. You could even put a Bluetooth adapter on there and use your Xbox controller and play it like that natively. So yeah, you don't have to get, you don't have to learn the fucking keyboard and mouse shit if you don't want to. But
I don't know. I got to learn it at some point, man. That's where we're going to.
Yep.
But I'll hit you up about that. But yeah. So y'all good? Y'all good boys with this podcast? We're already
pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was great. We're probably 2 hours. Fuck.
A la madre. It was a good one.
It did not feel like 2 hours.
I didn't. That's how you know it was good.
Yeah.
All right. Joe's going to be like, man, that one sucked.
That one sucked. Nah,
talking about Tony Romo.
Hey, real quick, before we, for real, he's going to hate that. Before we end off, I was listening to one of the other episodes, and I heard Craig captured a cricket noise. I was listening to it.
Oh, you know what?
The cricket noise went off.
You know why? Because I did.
You figured it out.
No, I subscribed to the Nitro. Yeah.
Nice.
And now it
captured. Hell yeah! Hell yeah, dude! Fuck yeah!
A fucking remix.
All right. Because I have, because you see my background, right? I subscribed to Nitro just for the background. I forgot about that. I'm going to be using this whole time.
Oh, I know, dude.
and then we just went overboard at the end.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah. Next time we'll use it, boys.
Good shit, boys.
Is this CUNY out?
Chente out.
Meet your Ram.
And Defender.
All right, boys. Have a good night.
Later.